The People on Privilege Hill, written and read by Jane Gardam. Chapter 1. The People on Privilege Hill. Drenching, soaking, relentless rain. Black cold rain for black cold winter Dorsetshire. Edward Feathers loved rain, but warm rain, falling through oriental air, steam rising from sweating earth, dripping, glistening drops that rolled across banana leaves. Rain that wetted the pelts of monkeys. Bloody Dorset, his retirement home. He was cold and old. He was cold and old and going out to lunch with a woman called Dulcie, he'd never much liked. His wife Betty had been dead some years. "I am rich," announced Feathers. He was Sir Edward Feathers, QC. "I am rich," he announced to his affluent surroundings. On the walls of the vestibule of his house hung watercolours of Bengal and Malaya, painted 100 years ago by English memsahibs under parasols, sitting at their easels out of doors in long petticoats and cotton skirts with tulle and ribbons, and painting aprons made of something called crash. Very good, too, those paintings, he thought. Worth a lot of money now. Under his button-booted feet was a rug from Tashkent. Nearby stood a throne of rose-coloured silk, very tattered. Betty had fallen in love with it once in Dhaka. Nearby was a brass and ironwood umbrella stand, with many spikes sticking out of it.